Otaku Overload, episode 2.
Crazy Japanese ass kick-tastic music, rocking faces with my music, rocking ladies with my blatant lack of talent. Give your ears a music seizure. THX 1138 Theater. Side effects may include loving your favorite band just a little bit less, though. Burger King in a Spider-Man costume, chilling in the play place, hiding in the ballroom. Cuter than a puppy riding on a Pokemon. Playing my ditties when to get your game on. Nothing comes close, not before or after. Impossible that I get much faster. All your basement art belongs to us. Just take it like a man, sir.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Otaku Overload. I'm Kira.
I'm Yuki.
I'm Zero.
And we're pretty much farming the fields for your otaku news.
With the rake.
Just for good measure.
Yes, Mr. Farmer.
Call me the farmer.
So yeah, what do you guys have been up to since the last episode?
Well, I was on YouTube the other day, and I found this very interesting anime.
What was it?
Darker Than Black.
This sounds like a porno.
It really does.
Is there tits involved?
Not that I've seen, but I've only watched the first episode.
Acid tits?
Is there penis involved?
Male nudity.
No, this is not a Garzy's Wing anime.
Speaking of Garzy's Wing, I actually managed to make it through the first episode.
How? We have no idea.
He deserves a medal.
He does. Well, he is wearing a Call of Duty shirt, so...
I'm part of the elite now.
Where's that patch go?
It's right here.
Anyway. I'm just going to take that right here and I'm going to steal it.
No! Stop reaching out my shirt.
Sexual assaulted.
He violated me.
I think we should go ahead and go into some comments and emails and shit.
No, wait, what was about Darker Than Black?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Keep going about that.
Well,
Keep going about the peni.
Well, I've only watched the first episode, and it really doesn't make much sense to me yet. So I'm gonna keep looking into that, and I'll let you guys know once I know more.
As for me, what I've been up to is nothing but anticipation for Skyrim, and hours upon hours of Minecraft.
OCD much?
Shut up. And my friend, he just put up a Minecraft server, and we've been wondering how to do this for months, and he finally achieved it. Needless to say, we are recreating the Mark District of Cyrodiil. Those of you who played Oblivion know how wicked shit this is gonna be.
Clueless.
I've only played Minecraft once.
I've never played it, and I only played Oblivion for like an hour.
I'm a really big fan, and I have dreamt Minecraft for the past couple days, and honestly, it's worse than dreaming about school. So regimented and horrific.
Cracker be tripping.
I felt like I was tripping. Nothing good can I trip.
Anyway, I think we should go into the comments now.
Do it.
On our Facebook page, we got a comment from a guy named John. His comment is, just found your show on iTunes. To the person looking forward to Samurai X Reflections, stop! Exclamation mark. Don't waste your money. It's a terrible OVA. I bought it on DVD when I was in high school, and I still regret it 7 years later. Just wait for the new OVAs to be made and watch those instead.
You see, I sort of disagree with this.
I do as well. I've seen it before, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, several years ago, when I watched it, I liked it. I don't know if it was out of pure Rony Kenshin fandom or what. The voice acting did bother me a bit. It's not because it was bad, it was because it wasn't what I was used to. And it had a pretty decent story, and to be honest, I can never get enough sword fighting with Kenshin.
Who doesn't love sword fighting with Kenshin?
That sounded kind of homo.
All of them!
You like to sword fight with Kenshin.
All of the homo!
Oh, hell yeah.
All homo. Anyway. John, we actually really appreciate you leaving a comment on our page.
Yes, indeed.
And we're really glad that we at least have one listener out there. I thought I'd do a shout-out for him. Pretty much say, yo, we appreciate it. If you want to check out his podcast, it's called Fight Bait. You can check it out at anime.fightbait.com, or you can find it on the iTunes podcast directory.
You get a contribution cookie.
I've actually checked out a show. They really know what they're doing.
I've not gotten the chance yet.
Nor have I.
I definitely would say it's worth your time.
I will look into it as soon as I remember.
Anyway, also, I really don't know what to say about Kenshin.
What do you mean?
I've seen some of Reflection. I don't know what to say. I have no real comments on it.
Why don't you wait till you actually see the full thing?
I think I will.
No, I'll tell you what. I was a little kid when I started watching Rurouni Kenshin.
Which we
always wanted to be a samurai. And then this kick-ass ginger samurai comes out of nowhere, and he becomes my idol.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we should go ahead and dive on into the news now.
Let's do it.
Well, okay, first off, we have a Japanese comic ranking for October 31st and November 6th.
Which is pretty sweet.
We're going to be reading off the top five of this list.
All right, we'll start from five and work our way up.
Okay, at number five is To Love Rue, Trouble, Darkness, Volume 3, by Saki Hasame, and art by Kentaro Yabuki.
I have not seen this series ever.
I have not either. But number four is Toriko, Volume 17, made by Mitsutoshi Shimabukuro. And I've actually read some of Toriko. It's not bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's about food and hunting for food.
Seriously?
But it's really worth a read.
Hunting food, as in like starving new colony kind of stuff? Or
it's
what?
Like they hunt food.
Oh.
They hunt food.
Like vampire hunt food?
As in like they, like,
as
out
in like,
the wilderness hunt food.
Oh.
Kind of like that.
Interesting.
And like some foods is like more rare than others, and the fact that like you have to, like, from my understanding, like you have to catch it and find it.
I have not looked into this. I shall think about it.
Number three is Kintama, Volume 42 by Hideaki Sorachi.
Inuyasha, watch out, it's catching up to you.
I've read Kintama as well. It's another really good one.
May I do number two?
Go ahead.
Number two is Naruto, Volume 58 by Masashi Kishimoto.
Surprise!
Not that shocking.
What can I say? I just love Naruto.
As do I.
I've kind of lost interest over time.
You would. Mostly fillers.
And number one is One Piece, Volume 64, by Eiichiro Oda.
Here's the shocking part. 2 million copies.
Yeah, which actually leads right into the next bit of news. The One Piece, Volume 64, has sold 2 million plus copies in just 3 days.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know, but it managed to sell more than 2 million copies in 3 days. That to me, that just says amazingness.
I cannot fathom how that happened.
It kind of amazes me.
You and me both. I'm honestly gonna be honest here. I lost interest in One Piece after Arlong, but after seeing how much this volume has sold, I think I'm gonna get back into One Piece.
But what's funny is that Volume 64 is actually the 15th consecutive One Piece volume to sell more than 2 million copies.
Really?
Since Oricon began publishing its book sales ranking charts in April of 2008.
Wow.
It's also the fourth volume to sell more than 2 million copies in its first week. Volume 63 sold 2.1 million copies in the first 4 days. 61 sold 2.08 million copies. And Volume 60 sold 2.09 million copies.
Damn!
So, do you know
and
what
And these
was
are, like, just in the first three or four days of its release.
What has gone in with One Piece lately?
Yeah, like, what
it's
is
It's skyrocketing!
What is this about that made it so popular?
Pirates!
It's seriously a pirate series, but I don't know what's, like, really
what's gotten it so popular lately?
I'm
gonna look into this.
Like, for those of you who don't know what One Piece is, the manga follows a rubber-bodied boy named Luffy, who pretty much wants to become the Pirate King by leading a motley crew,
which consists of
Zoro, who wields three swords,
who is a former pirate bounty hunter,
and and the navigator Nami, who used to be a thief. Lately, the manga's been running Shueisha as a weekly Shonen Jump magazine, and it's been going since 97, and the ongoing TV series started in 99. I really don't know what's been making this blow up like it did. A lot of people actually knocked it back in the day.
I never mocked it. I always thought it was good. I just lost interest in it.
but apparently something's been going on in it to make it very popular.
I'm checking this out. I'm starting over at the beginning and watching right the way through. Anybody else?
I'm thinking about it.
I've never even started watching it before.
Start it.
It's not bad, and we got a crying cat in the building.
is it Hitler cat or is it Asian cat?
It's Hitler cat.
Come here, Hitler cat. Zero, go get him.
What? Oh.
Go pay him attention.
Okay.
No, bring him here.
While he's gone, I'll go ahead and cover the next bit that he wasn't that interested in. Lone Wolf and Cubs creator Kazuo Koike is about to create his own magical girl story. The acclaimed manga creator Kazuo Koike, the guy that made stories such as Lone Wolf and Cub and Crying Freeman, revealed last Sunday that he plans to make a magical girl story called Baho Sojo Mimitsuki Mimi no QED. He said during the fifth installment of his live Koike Kazuo no Niko no Niku character juku, Master of the Long Title.
Yeah, is that Japanese for a really long name?
there is always that possibility.
He announced on the show that he was spurred by his... He got the inspiration from watching Madoka Magica. 75-year-old creator said that in August that he disliked the beginning of Madoka Magica, but added that the anime forcefully won him over. On Monday, he continued his praise, saying that watching Madoka Magica made his blood boil with excitement.
He got a turn on.
Paddle.
Oh,
God.
It inspired him to want to do something himself. The quote, Kazuo, he said, will I be competing with Madoka Magica? That's my challenge at 65.
Challenge accepted.
Like that one time in Nam.
But, nope, I don't have any other further info on this, even though I got some pretty in-depth info so far, but I'm really looking forward to it.
I have no idea. I've never read his previous works.
Lone Wolf and Cub is amazing.
So you keep telling me.
It's one of the best anime. One of the best manga I've ever read.
Your cat doesn't want to leave me alone.
Bring him here then.
Just let him be.
Aw.
Anyway. But yeah, if you haven't read Lone Wolf and Cub, check it out. It's really a great story.
So, any other news?
Yeah, we actually got one last bit. Detective Conan's new Kaito Kid special is going to air on Christmas Eve. The Japanese publisher Shogakukan announced that the Detective Conan anime will air the next Kaito Kid special on Christmas Eve, which, who does not know this, is December 24th. Shogakukan indicated that now the mystery behind the death of Kaito's kid father, Toichi Kuroba, the original Kaito Kid, has been unraveled, the new special will follow Caper on the Holy Night. The original Magic Kaito manga is centered on a young budding magician named Kaito Kuroba who follows in his late father's footsteps as legendary thief Kaito Kid. The character has since appeared in Detective Conan stories, often as a formidable rival. Kaito Kid, or Magic Kaito specials, also aired in Japan in August and September. A new two-part Magic Kaito manga ran in Shogakukan's weekly Shonen Sunday magazine in September as well.
Damn.
So, sometime after Christmas, check out this new Detective Conan special.
I haven't even seen that show since I was about 10, I think.
I haven't seen that since, like, 5th grade.
I bought some of the DVDs, like, 4 years ago.
Did you still have them?
No.
Oh. What?
He sold them.
You know, gotta get that crack.
Yeah, sold them for crack.
Woo!
That's what's anyway. Keeping him up right now. That's what's gonna keep him up for Skyrim!
That's what's keeping you up for Skyrim.
No, I'm running off of pure joy and eccentricness.
On the recording of this episode, the day we recorded this is the day that Skyrim's coming out.
11. Well, technically it's 11:10:11, but...
Trips!
It's tonight. Dude, that's...
Sextuplets.
Yeah.
Sextuplets.
I was thinking septuplets, I know that's seven.
Six ones!
Whatever!
Anyway, that's all the news I've got so far. Do you guys got anything that you know about?
Check them sexts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What the hell is that?
No, you ever seen a picture of 4chan? It's like, check.
You just broke one of the rules, dude.
That's the second show in a row I've done that, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to smack you.
I know.
In fact,
I forget that we're even talking on a podcast right now.
That's perfectly okay.
That's all the news we got.
Yeah, we're short on news this week.
But, in my opinion, it's some damn good news.
It is good news.
Especially the Skyrim part. I like the Skyrim part.
Of course you do! Can you say OCD?
I'm not OCD.
Bullshit!
Dude, if I was OCD, my room would be clean right now. And I'd be like, just like, clean up this place right here. I think we live in trash.
No, you set up a special place in your room for Skyrim.
You kind of did that.
It's in the very center of my room. It's like a shrine.
And then
OCD!
Around everything else is just garbage.
Just because you're screaming doesn't make you right.
Yes, it does.
Yuki's got a point, dude.
Shut up.
You lost this one.
Like hell.
Okay. I'm getting to host this segment, and I'm extremely excited about it.
His first segment.
Yes. Anyway, we are going to MomoCon. I believe you mentioned this last time.
Yes, we did.
But this time,
Indeed, yes.
Yes, indeed.
It is actually indeed, yes.
I feel it's important that I point out we're not getting a panel, we're just going as fans.
Yes, and we will unveil our cosplays. We are doing...
Which we will not disclose at this time.
We will not? I thought you said that we would be able to.
Go ahead.
Yes. We are doing a variation of Naruto characters, particularly Squad 7. What Zero is doing is he is being Sasuke. And Kira, he is being Naruto. And I myself am being Kakashi, no matter how much they beg me to be Sakura.
It's just him, not me!
You got a ladylike figure.
That doesn't matter. But there's a twist to it.
Mafia!
Yes! As he screamed, we are being Mafia variations. Which means break out all your pinstripe suits if you want to join us.
Yes. I came up with this idea about 2 weeks ago,
two or three weeks ago. Two or three.
It was like, I was listening to some podcasts, and I heard them interview people about their cosplays. And I heard I heard one dude was cosplayed as Noodle from the Gorillaz. One chick was cosplayed as a gothic Lolita character. But then, while listening to this, I had been thinking, what would I cosplay as? What would I get my group to cosplay as? Because, like, we're not exactly in the expensive way of cosplaying.
We're
kind of broke as hell. Just kind of.
Just to put it lightly.
Yeah.
And then... One girl had been talking about how she was cosplayed as a sexy no jutsu Gaara. And halfway into her talking, first I thought, why is she still talking? Then I thought, there's no sexy no jutsu Gaara. Then it hit me. Creation.
It doesn't have to exist.
It's like, I've seen steampunk Naruto, cyberpunk Naruto, Children Naruto, Gangster Naruto, every single Naruto kind of variation out there.
Because Naruto was really, really gangster.
Damn straight.
So, I got the idea, why not take a real gangster and go mafia?
Your cat fist bumped me.
Sweet.
He just got Hitler cat fist bumped. I'm pretty sure that's an achievement of life.
Burt Reynolds just fist bumped him.
No, he's Norm MacDonald.
Whatever.
John Bonham.
Aha!
I would ridicule you guys in a Norm MacDonald voice if I could do it. Well, no other human being but him can do it, though.
Well, damn.
But, yeah. If you're going to MomoCon, keep an eye out for us. We'll be the guys that look like Mafia Naruto characters. Get out your zoot suits, boys.
Great, I'll get it out as soon as I buy it.
Anyway, anything else you guys want to speak of?
Let me think.
Any more fables that you would like to deliver?
Pretty good.
Fables 2 and 3 sucked.
Hey, I like Fable 2.
But then again, you've never played Lost Chapters.
Fable 2 was a good game.
You guys could go on this debate for hours.
We went on this debate earlier today.
They did. We went to GameStop so Yuki could finish paying off his Skyrim. And then Kira saw
Fables 2 and 3, and then
you was like, you know what's a good game? That. Then me and him got into a debate for about 15 minutes.
Because he's never played The Lost Chapters.
But that, I mean, that's what I said. Do I need to play The Lost Chapters to play 2?
Stop it.
You don't need to. It makes it slightly make more sense, but...
How can you make sense out of a game that does not...
It took me bringing up food to get them to shut up.
That food is still wreaking havoc on me right now.
I love Five Guys.
It was great.
If you guys live in the Knoxville area, you should definitely go to Five Guys.
They have some good fries.
Five Guys, burgers and fries. What's funny is that the staff that the one went to was just a guy and a girl.
And you could tell they're both really new at it.
It took them 20 minutes to get a burger made.
Poor Kira here. He was starving. You could see his bones showing through. He was on the ground eating dirt just to fill his stomach.
No,
for only $5 a month, could donate to feed this starving boy right here. Get his cheeseburger here on time faster.
I'm sorry, sir. What the thing is, I don't have $5 a month.
Well, I don't either.
That's all near preposterous.
Okay.
If I do declare, I thought that and whatnot.
Okay, let's get back on track here.
Okay, I'm talking in a Scottish accent now.
Well, damn.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to announce that coming here in the coming episodes, I'm going to be doing... I already know some reviews I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be reviewing Trigun and Saber Marionette J.
You would.
I just bought the box sets to both series in their entirety. And
we have a cheap pawn shop.
Needless to say, I'm pumped. I got these for about $30.
What is this pawn shop? I need to go.
It's called Executive Pawn.
It's right next to the Dollar General Market.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
Oh goodness, I can walk there.
Cause like, I seriously went in. I was at Walmart and I was just thinking, I want to buy some anime while I'm out here. And I went and looked at what they had, and I just saw Dragon Ball Z and Naruto. And I was like, I don't like either of these as much as I used to. Like, I love Dragon Ball Z, but not enough to pay, like, $30 for a box set.
I used to have the entire GT box set, except for the last video.
Everyone had that.
If you buy the first box set, you have the entire series.
Yeah, GT wasn't really all that long. It was only, like, 3 seasons.
But I went to the pawn shop, and I looked at their shelf. Now, when I first looked at it, I saw Bubblegum Crisis, and I was like, maybe I'll get that. Then I remembered, in the back of my head, it like clicked. I was like, they got Trigun here. So I went and looked, and they actually have it. Trigun, the perfect limited edition DVD box set. Seriously, just...
This box is cool. I mean, I'm not personally a Trigun fan, but it looks really cool.
Like, it... Seriously, to my knowledge, it's the entire series encompassed into just 3 discs. And needless to say, I'm pumped for it.
How long is that series?
I'm not entirely too sure.
Well, damn.
But I'm really hoping this is an entire set. If not, then I'm going to be a very sad panda.
Well, you've got...
Oh, well, apparently this is also a Japanese release.
So it's in Japanese?
Let's hope.
It's in Japanese and English.
Oh, okay.
Oh, even
wonderful.
Better.
But, yeah, oh, dang.
What?
I actually just found out how much this thing cost in Japan.
What?
This thing actually cost about 16,800 yen.
And that's how much in English?
That's about $100-$150.
Sweet! Frick!
And I bought it for 12.
That's awesome!
Moment of applause.
Gotta love the pawn shops.
I must shake your hand, sir.
We're such a great audience.
Well, I mean, we're allowed to talk about what we want, because all we have is John.
Who's John?
Our
Hitler cat.
Well... Okay, well, we have 2 Johns.
Who's second John? Who's first John?
John from Pipe Bait.
Oh.
Yeah, this John.
John Paul.
Oh. We disclosed his name.
Well, he's on Facebook!
His name is already... They don't use aliases like we do. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, anybody that like, goes to our Facebook page already knows who we are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seriously.
I mean, it's right up there on the page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that hard to figure out who we are.
But, yeah.
Well, to an extent, it's hard to figure out who we are.
Trigun Review is going to be coming out soon.
Sweet.
So, what
and you're
going to
let me borrow the Saber Marionette J DVDs, aren't you?
Yeah. Also, I bought the entire Saber Marionette J series for about $12 as well.
They're $4 a DVD.
It's, They're actually two DVDs a box.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're technically box sets.
What the hell?
And they're $4 a pop.
What the hell?
Like, seriously? I struck out good today.
You did. 10 points.
So, what's the... what anime are you reviewing?
Today I actually thought I was going to talk about, Magical Shopping Arcade Abunabashi.
Uh-huh.
This review is gonna kinda blow your minds.
Blow our minds, sir.
I'll be preparing, son.
Well, damn.
And, what y'all bitches reviewing?
I'm reviewing the Dot Hack series as a whole. Just a general review.
I thought you said
this is going to be long as hell.
So you're
possibly.
Going, you're going last?
No, I don't think you understand what I'm doing. I'm just doing a general overview of what the series is really just about.
I'll actually.
It could be as long as hell. It could not be.
Well, okay, wait. I gotta clarify this. Do you just mean the anime, or do you mean the games, or do you mean the manga?
Well,
because there's a lot to Dot Hack.
Yeah.
There's a huge load to Dot Hack.
There is.
Long as hell.
I'm not going in specific branch off. I'm not going in that specific. I'm just going as in, like...
going over what it is.
Yes, I'm going over what it is and what kind of crowds it will attract.
Alright, then. And, Zero?
I'm going over Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds.
Akira knockoff!
Or as it's known by for its internet meme inspired by Little Karibo, Car Games on Motorcycles!
I actually kind of noticed that they ripped off Akira.
Oh, boy.
Yusei's Dual Runner looks a good bit like the motorcycle from the anime Akira.
I've never seen Akira.
Nor have I.
Oh, my God. We're going to be watching that soon.
You cannot make me do squat, sir.
I'll just be playing Soul Calibur.
I'll be...
Dude, no, really. The Akira movie is amazing.
It is.
One of the classics of anime.
I'll look it up on my own time.
Anyway... I'll go ahead and start us off.
Alright.
Do it!
Since, Zero started us off last time and was the only one to get to do his review.
Before technical difficulties happened.
Yay!
But, like I said, I'm reviewing Magical Shopping Arcade Abunabashi. This anime takes place in beautiful Osaka, Japan. Now, first off, I would like to point out I'm reviewing from the English dub perspective. So, some of the statements I say here, if you watch it,
beware.
If you watch it in the Japanese language, it won't exactly be the same to American listeners, or American viewers. But, like I said, it takes place in Osaka, and it follows the story of, these characters, Sashi and Arumi. Now, first thing I'd like to point out, they have southern accents.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so that's perfect for us.
They actually, yeah, I was actually thinking that. I was like, they sound like... they're right from home. And, like, first thing I noticed, first episode was very tame. It was just normal, to a point.
Define normal.
It just started off in the regular Abunabashi shopping arcade. Now, in the beginning of the anime, it actually talks about how the shopping arcade is set up on a grid, and how the way it's set up is supposed to protect the shopping arcade. But now, in the first episode, you see Sashi and Arumi just chilling out and that near a destroyed apartment complex that Sashi used to live in.
Well, damn.
And they go there to try and find some of his nerd stuff, like cards and things like that. And it's all gone. It got fucked.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, and then he finds out that his best friend, Arumi, her and her family is going to be moving to... I can't remember if it was New York or Tokyo or what.
Poor son of a bitch. I've been there.
Like just this faraway city. And, like, Sasha's all sad about it, and then later on in the episode, something bad happens to Arumi's grandfather. Where, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, because it ties in very greatly to the plot, so it's not exactly, like, a big spoiler. But,
careful, you might put us in subspace.
What's funny is that that's a lot to do with the show. Arumi's grandfather goes up to the roof of their grill, called Grill Pelican, and he finds a cat sleeping on this thing, this little porcelain thing called the bird spirit. which it's the last one of the spirit statues left in Osaka, left in Abunobashi. Well, the old man goes to knock the cat off the statue, and he ends up falling through the floor.
Well, that sucks.
And he ends up getting fatally wounded. And then it goes, once Sasha and Naomi find out, because like it happened right in front of their eyes, they're like,
Dang. Damn. I was 2 days from retirement.
And like at the end of the episode, they get transported to this magical realm, this first magical world where it's Abunobashi, but it's medieval. It's kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing.
Is it Garzy's wing?
No, it's not Garzy's wing, but only because Sasha didn't appear naked. And there's no beast. There's no war beasts.
There's no great Baju tree.
And there's no horrible dub.
And we actually knew how this appeared.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't know how they appeared here.
Oh.
Well, damn.
Like, that's actually less explained than it is in Garzy's wing.
Well, damn it all.
Yes, indeed.
But
indeed, yes.
But now, the series revolves around how Sasha and Arumi keep transporting from one Abunobashi to another, and each one is different. There is, like I said, there's the medieval one filled with, like, dragons and warriors and spellcasters, and, like, in the mystical world that they were in, Sasha died more than, like, 10 times.
Wait.
But they kept taking him back to, like, the priest or something, and they kept bringing him back.
How the hell does that happen?
They're in a mystical world.
Well, shit.
And, like, why they keep going into these worlds, I'm not really going to reveal, because that's actually one of the big secrets of the show.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not going to reveal that, or, like, why exactly they keep going into these magical places, or these, like, strange places. Like, there's one that was kind of like Dragon Ball in the fact that the main character
gets
put...
Does he have a tail?
No. Like, each one of these worlds gets something different, and it's, like, weird. This one where they were on this giant space colony where almost every single last human that was there is instead a robot.
What?
Yeah. And everything just gets kind of strange, because, like, there's these, this police force called the Abido Angels, and then they reveal that their night job is actually space pirates, and then that night, they show up as the Space Pirates and start fucking shit up.
Someone call Captain Jack Sparrow.
And then, like, they pretty much fight them off in a mech. Then the space colony turns into a mech.
Oh, great! Now Gundam and Transformers are getting involved.
This series is pretty much the ultimate nerd series in the fact that every single episode is a different world.
Nerdgasm!
I gotta watch this.
Like, there's a lot I want to talk about, but there's so much I can't really speak of because it's just that
interesting.
It's just that I don't know how to put this. It's very diverse, but it's some worlds actually tie in very greatly to the plot. Like the one world I will say has a lot of bearing on some of the later occurrences in the series was pretty much just like dating sim kind of world where Sasha is the pretty much the big guy in the area. Almost every single last character is a female besides him.
Pimp.
Harems galore.
Yeah, pretty much. It turns into one of those harem anime and it's like, which one do I go for? Which one do I go for? And then like Army's like, no, damn it, I'm a goblin, we need to go back, and he's all like, nope.
No.
And then somehow there's like a rooster the same size as Arumi just trying to beat the crap out of her. All throughout that episode, and it's just like
a giant rooster.
Oh yeah, not a giant rooster. Like she's like about 6 inches tall.
Oh, okay.
And like the rooster is like taller than her trying to fight her, and what's awesome is that the rooster was wearing sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Like an awesome rooster. But I can't really, like I said, I can't give too much away. It's like, that's a way some of the mystery of Damn. I could definitely watching.
Sounds entertaining.
I would definitely give this a 5. It's one of the best anime I've ever watched in my life. Back in the day,
What's this, a 5? 5 out of 5 out of 10 or 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5.
Oh, I thought we were on a scale of 1 to 10.
No, did we reset the
scale? We reset the scale.
Oh.
Oh, so it's just numbers now?
Well, I mean, there's special ways to put it, but I don't feel like doing it.
Let's leave that out for now.
But, yeah.
5 out of 5. 5 golden shining stars.
5 fighting roosters.
5 fighting roosters.
5 tiny Asian doctors.
5 fighting dreamers.
Ha ha! I see what you did there.
Yes, anime reference, I win.
But
indeed, sir.
But now, back in the day, you actually used to be able to catch this anime on G4, back before they went to digital cable and became MTV.
That's pretty much what they are. I mean, they're not really G4 anymore. I mean, seriously, the only shows they have that involve video games anymore is just...
X-Play?
Pretty much.
And X-Play.
And occasionally G3, as in once a year.
Oh, E3.
I feel retarded now.
Well, you said, I understand what you're trying to go there, because...
Yeah, G4, E3.
Yeah. like back in the day, they had Cheat, Judgment Day,
and... Cinematech.
Well, also, Cheat was before you could just type in, like, Jade Empire, how to beat the game, and then they give you a full detailed list of how to do all this, along with video accompaniment.
Well, also, then again, though, back then, you gotta keep in mind, back then, cheat codes were actually... useful.
Yeah,
you had to use cheat codes.
Not everyone had access to internet back then either.
Like, nowadays cheat codes don't exist, even though now everybody has access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cheat codes exist. I use them.
I'm saying that they're not as, you know,
plentiful.
The only thing that cheat codes are used for these days is for alternate costumes.
Pretty much, cheat codes now only exist for fighting games and Grand Theft Auto.
And alternate costumes.
That's why I love consoles for games.
But I miss back in the day when G4 used to run anime and all these awesome shows.
Well, they have been airing Marvel anime lately.
But that doesn't really count.
That's
that
not
much.
Necessarily anime.
I do appreciate the incredible fandom of it, but
like,
it's just not the same.
It's not the same as showing like Read or Die the TV or Komori High School or Abenobashi or Gadgard.
And
I enjoyed Iron Man.
And now even Adult Swim is half-assing the anime, and it's
Adult Swim doesn't even show anime anymore.
They show it on Saturdays.
That's
they
about
show
it.
Bleach.
They have Bleach, Kakashi, Full Metal Alchemist, and Inuyasha.
No, they don't have Inuyasha anymore.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
I saw it.
Yeah, they do.
When did you see that?
Like, Sunday morning.
Huh. I must have been
asleep.
They
also have Cowboy Bebop.
And Bebop, but, like, Adult Swim has a pretty decent selection. It's only on Saturday nights.
And it's to the point where you can't watch it.
It's like, first they show King of the Hill, and then Family Guy.
I remember when Saturday...
King of the Hill, then Boondocks, which is technically an anime.
Technically, I love it still.
I still love the Boondocks, but still, it's like, I consider it a technical anime. It's like an honorary anime.
Like Avatar, The Last Airbender.
It's like a stepbrother. They're not, it's like a stepbrother. He's not your brother, but he's your brother, but not your brother.
It's like Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yeah, it's an English adaptation, but it's as good, if not better, than the average anime.
But I really miss back when anime came on, like, from 4 o'clock to, like, 6 o'clock on Toonami.
I loved Toonami.
Dot hack sign. I used to love waking up, no joke, like, 2 a.m. just so I can watch that, then go back to sleep.
Like, I remember back in the days whenever you get out of school at 3, you get home and watch it from 4 to 6, and you see, like, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, even Hamtaro.
I grew up on
and
Sailor
Moon. And Saint Seiya, and all
Kurobi
these other anime.
Kenshin.
Yes.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's how
a lot of these anime became popular.
I watched
Kurobi
Kenshin every day before baseball.
And then they took away Toonami and put it only on Saturdays and replaced it with Miguzi, which...
Well, that gave us Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Yeah, true, but then again... They could have put that on Toonami, but Toonami was also airing...
Well, later on they did put it on Toonami.
And then they took away Toonami for this other kind of weird action cartoon and anime block, but then they took that away.
And now we have nothing.
Then Adult Swim actually used to be dedicated to anime. That's how I really watched Outlaw Star, Trigun,
Yu
Yu Hakusho,
Inuyasha,
Cowboy Bebop. Fucking love Cowboy
Bebop. Toonami kind of got ruined when you saw Tom's face.
Tom had a face?
Apparently.
Did you not see Tom's face?
Did you not see Tom?
It looked like Thomas the Train's face. No joke.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was horrible. I did not like it.
Instead of the awesome Durara helmet, it just...
Just no.
Yeah, just no.
It should not have been done.
And my childhood has been raped for another day.
And what sucks is that's real. The only real way to get English anime is to watch Adult Swim on Saturday night.
And they don't even have anything actually new anymore.
Actually, Kakashi and Durarara are very new.
Really?
They're brand new series.
Well, Kakashi, not brand new, just...
Okay, well, Kakashi was...
decently new.
It's new as in, like, in the way of the anime. The manga has been around for about 3 years now.
The way of the anime.
But now...
Thank you, Mufasa.
Wow.
Welcome, sir.
But, like, the only real way to catch anime now is to watch it on Adult Swim at night, which even then, that's not really anything for kids to catch, or to go out and buy it, but then again, I'm just saying, like, to catch it in English. Who wants to go buy an anime they don't really know if they like, and waste, like, $20 on a DVD with only 5 episodes, and walk away with something they didn't even like?
I'm bad about just watching anime purely on the internet.
But most of the anime I catch, I download fan subs and sometimes dubs of these awesome anime.
The only anime kids get to watch is on Saturday mornings on CW4 Kids, and we know what that does.
4 Kids has won the war.
Bullshit!
Well, I mean, Funimation's not really around anymore, and look at Genion and ADV. They're gone. I mean, Genion pretty much went belly up. Like, they're still around. Like, they're still alive.
All they do is sponsor, though, these days.
They have anime on, like, some of these servers, but they don't release any DVDs, which means you don't got anything left.
They're partnered with Funimation these days.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how they're releasing Helsing.
Oh, sweet. Well, then, got that bit cleared. But then, now, also look at ADV.
Yeah, they're pretty much gone.
Back when I first found out about this, ADV actually had to surrender the ownership of 37 of their titles.
37?
And, like, among those was, like, Devil May Cry, Gurren Lagann, Chrono Crusade, 5 centimeters per second. A lot of great anime, and they had to give that up because the company that was sponsoring them, I cannot remember the name of it, but they decided to pull out.
Well...
I'm guessing it's because, like, they saw that Genion, what happened with Genion, and they were like, well, time to call it a day.
Yep.
And, like, nowadays, the only real anime companies you have left is Viz, Funimation, and 4 Kids. Besides, like, all the random companies that nobody really cares about.
Although 4 Kids is starting to go downhill, too.
Now, because, I mean, look, what all do they have left?
They've got...
Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh?
They don't even have Pokemon. They've got Yu-Gi-Oh, and that's it.
Well,
I mean, they have Dragon Ball Z Kai on their lineup, but they don't own it.
And then, it's kind of sad to see how the anime market is going downhill.
Seriously, guys, I know this is probably a big favor, but we've got to start buying more stuff. We've got to support official releases here.
Okay, let me take what he said, but edit a little.
Please.
We got to make sure to buy good stuff.
Don't just buy anime, buy manga. I mean, you'll learn about some great titles just by looking through some manga.
Because, like, one day I found out about a series called After School Charisma, which, yes, I realize it sounds like a porno. sounds like one of those after school specials that involves someone getting their pee-pee wet.
I wasn't even thinking that.
No, neither was I.
I think you were just really sick.
That was just you. That was all you, sir.
It's actually a really good series, and I'm actually able to review it after I read the entire thing.
I'm looking at this one I found. I can't remember the full title. I just remember that Omari is part of it. I can't remember the full title.
Dude, I'm really pissed that Books A Million went out of... Not Books A Million, goddammit.
Borders!
Borders went out of business.
I know! That's where I read half my manga.
Like, they were pretty much my closest supply to manga, and now they're gone, and I gotta drive all the way to McKay's just to get a good selection.
Or Books A Million.
And that doesn't boost the market for good anime at all.
They have some good stuff, actually. I mean, once you actually look deep enough.
You know, like, I kind of miss back in the day whenever, like, what anime was out there, it was nothing but the good stuff. It was like...
Although, remember, back in those days, we were easier to please.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just saying, like, back in the day, they had a lot of very good anime. that, like, and they only licensed the good stuff. And now they're licensing just about everything. And now, if you look on the anime shelves at, like, Best Buy, you're going to see a lot of stuff, but half of it is garbage.
Have you been to the Best Buy near where we live?
Yes.
There is nothing. There is literally nothing. They used to have the whole freaking aisle of anime. Now they're down to this, like, small four-corner section.
Yeah, guess what? That's kind of what's happening with ADV and Genion going down.
Guys, seriously, we've got to support official releases here.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. But, like, ADV and even with Funimation, what they're doing is, part of the thing that they do now is do this, like, download, where it's like you pay $2 and you get this. They kind of do the same where you pay $2 and you get this WVA?
I don't remember.
Or, like, Windows Media Video format file. The problem is, you have to have Windows Media Player to download the license to watch it, and you have to have Windows Media Player to watch it. What happens when Windows Media Player is gone? You pretty much just have a license that says, hey, I can watch this. I can't watch it, but I have a license that says I can. It's like having a license to kill, but you don't own a weapon. I can kill him. I mean, I don't have the equipment to, but
I
can.
I have no hands.
I don't have a gun, but I can shoot a man.
For the record, we're not supporting mass murder here.
Nope. Still, you get my point, though.
We get your point.
Just funny paraplegic violence.
Just the Maimon. Maimon Entertainment.
Well, damn.
But...
okay.
Go out there and buy, like, good stuff. Like, good anime. Go to, like, Best Buy or go to websites. Go to, like, Right Stuff and just check out what the sales are.
Heck, go to Wikipedia.
Like, just go to websites, see what you can buy for cheap prices. Like, because, like, there are websites that have cheap anime.
You don't even necessarily have to buy it. You can... well, you do, but...
There was times when, like, if you go to, like, a used store, or if you go to, like, a McKay's or something like that...
it's still...
and you buy an anime... you're getting a physical copy, but the money's not going to the companies. It's going to, like, owners of the store.
But they are buying those animes from the suppliers.
No, they're not.
No, they're buying those animes from,
people who have
traded them in. Like, so, yes, there had to be money put in the system to get the stuff to put into McKay's, but once it's in McKay's, does it go? Until it's bought, it just sits there on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. It's the same way with eBay and stuff.
I was talking about from, like, more official stores like Best Buy.
Or if you buy from Best Buy, or even Walmart. Walmart's got a decent supply of, like, some of the hottest shit.
Mostly Naruto.
They sell Naruto and DBZ at Walmart.
Of course, that's only for our Walmart. We don't know what they sell at others.
Well, I mean...
I know the selection is pretty much the same, but still.
I mean, every Walmart pretty much has the same stock.
More or less.
Except we have a massive supply of Little Debbies.
Well, that's what you get for local companies.
Yep, I like the South.
Moon pie for the win.
I'm quite happy with my Lay's potato chips.
But it's a wonder that I'm not fat.
It really is.
I'm toothpick over here.
That's why he's saying you should crossplay as Sakura.
No, I don't even like Sakura.
But...
okay, anyway.
I realize that we got off track there, but... yeah.
Majorly.
Yeah, Abunabashi, check it out. I would say if you can buy it cheap, buy it. There's also a manga of it that's really worth watching. It's only two volumes, so you're only really paying about $16 altogether. About $20 to get it. Definitely check out the manga, too, if you're interested. A lot more tits in that one.
Was that like a 10-minute tangent?
Oh, no, that was probably longer.
A little bit longer.
Yeah.
I still like the ring of the 10-minute tangent.
The tangent?
The tenant.
Tenant.
Anyway. Yeah, Abunabashi gets a perfect score.
That's pretty awesome.
Alright.
We're gonna let Yuki go in and get into his review while I play around a Duck Duck Deuce.
Oh goodness.
Round one is upon us.
Okay.
This is gonna take about 10 minutes for him to get back, so.
Okay, public broadcasting. Now that it's gone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to brainwash y'all.
It's the Kill Your Family show. Kill your family. I'm kidding, by the way. I do not support murder in any kind, shape, or form. Unless it's in a slasher film. But the...
you guys are glad that you did not hear that, trust me.
Yeah, it's not, it does not sound pleasant in there.
Okay, now back on to more official business.
Indeed.
Dot hack series. The series is... Shut up!
Kira, keep it up and I'll kill you!
And I have returned from Duck Duck Deuce. Round one is complete.
And I have come to the recent realization that I do not know how to begin to review Dot Hack as a general thing. And being admittedly underprepared for it, I'm going to save that for later time and possibly break it down into smaller pieces.
That's probably the wise decision.
And just out of sheer willpower, I've decided I'm going to review Bakuto Test Shokanjuku.
Never.
Now, what exactly is this about?
Yeah, seriously.
It literally translates to test idiots and summon creatures.
Test idiots and summon creatures?
Yes.
So it sounds like it's going to be amazing.
It is. It is hands down the funniest anime I've ever seen.
That title actually reminds me of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I was about to say, it's some branch of Yu-Gi-Oh that I've not heard of.
That's
no.
Magic the Gathering, the anime.
Yes!
What it's about is...
Oh, wait, that's in Magic the Gathering, the anime? I meant Duel Masters.
Oh, okay, bad...
He just went there.
Bad memories, shout out, happy place. And, Bakuto Test is about is... There's a school that teaches all basic academic things, except there's sort of a... I'm trying to think of a word for it.
What are you trying to say here?
There's a certain stipulation. All students are placed in classes dependent on their entrance exam scores.
Okay, sounds like
starting
from high school.
Starting from class A, who pretty much imagine a class with luxury seating, Alienware laptops, and having a fully stocked fridge with butlers, in a giant grand villa view of an ocean. And then there's class F, who have to use cardboard boxes, wood glue, and whatever scraps of table they can find as desks and chairs.
Sounds kind of like my house.
Yeah, class F is worse.
What's going on in that room?
Oh, loud.
And as incentive for the students to make better grades, they allow certain battles to happen. Each student has the ability to summon a little avatar-like creature of that resembles themselves in, except, awesome little chibi form. They use these creatures to wage war with neighboring classrooms and attempts to overtake them and steal their classroom from them.
What's the point of that?
Because you get better luxuries and better textbook, pretty much better learning ability, as well as just easier to live with.
So,
and these creatures' power is directly related to their test scores, so it's going to be very hard for lower classes to overtake their higher class superiors.
So to put it, to kind of simplify it down, it's you take down the dude above you to become the dude above you?
Pretty much, but you still maintain reputation as like class E or class F.
So like if you're in class F, you like say you went up against a dude in class A and you beat him, you're still class F, but you're in class A?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And the characters are so, in some cases, stereotyped. Okay, in a lot of cases, stereotyped.
That's what the F stands for.
Not exactly.
Failure.
Yes, that would be, and that'd be right to the T.
Lols.
For instance, some of them are unique. Like, there's this one character, Hideyoshi, who's completely obsessed with theater arts. He's my favorite character, and I guess that could be a reason why. But the reason why he's in Class F is he completely ignored all of his other academic responsibilities just so he could be more immersed into the arts. But at the same time, when he takes more tests later on, his summoned creature's power will become relevant to those tests. And in certain classes, like, say his avatar had a math score battle with a different one, and he got triple the math score he did last time. He could potentially be B rank score, but still be in Class F, overtake them in that particular area. And it's just, the show is all about them finding ridiculous tactics and ways to overtake the classroom above them. It also is the most tangent-filled, just mind-bogglingly hilarious anime I have ever seen. I recently found out there's an English dub out, it's on Netflix, but I'm honestly not a fan. It doesn't portray the characters as well. Like,
who dubs it?
So this is a case where the dub is not as good as the sub?
Yes.
That's an opinionated thing.
I think 90% of people, if not more, would agree. It just, the Japanese cast, they have so much fun with it.
Well, then again, one thing I have to ask is, how old is the series?
It's very, very new. They just started their second season.
Oh, wow, then that is new. That really does not fall into the typical stereotype.
No, it is very new. You can definitely tell by animation and all.
Like, usually, in the way of English dubs, usually, like, the older dubs are really bad, and it's like they can't actually get, like, the emotion right, or sometimes they just cut down the Japanese voice's volume. They don't cut them out. They just, you know, turn the volume down on them and just talk over them.
Which, sad.
Those are days.
We went on a rant about that earlier. We're not going back into that.
Indeed, yes.
Anyway.
So, this is a very new anime.
Yes, very, very new.
Do you have an idea as to, like, how long it's going to run?
I don't think it's going to be that long. I think it's funny and rising in popularity enough, so I think it'll reach around 50 episodes.
So about 2 seasons?
So, like, how long,
yeah, around
how,
there.
How long was the first season?
The first season, I honestly can't remember if it was 13 or 26.
Well, technically, it's about 26 episodes.
There's a few that only go to 13.
Like Elven Lied, but we won't even get into that. That is
that's a review for another day.
That is a glorious gem.
That's a review for another day.
I'd like to point that the series I reviewed, Abenobashi, actually runs about 13 episodes, so you watch it, it's not taking up that much of your time. Mm. 7.5 hours.
Mm.
Work day.
That's a full day for me.
Anyway.
Let's actually take this opportunity. List off your favorite short one-season animes like that. Like, I've already mentioned Elven Lied, but another one of my favorites has to be Princess Princess.
I would like to get into that, but after you finish your review.
Well, I kind of already have.
Well, we'll give your rating. At least go and give the rating.
My rating? I would definitely give 5 out of 5 most hilarious anime I've ever seen, and I think it will be years before it could be topped or even matched.
Would you say you'd like to do a follow-up review after the second season concludes?
Probably. I've already watched about 4 episodes in. It is getting a bit repetitive with the jokes, but they aren't abusing them. And also, I think it should be renamed Baka 2 Test, parentheses, excuse the cross-dress.
I feel like there's a joke there in that anime about that, but I'll say that later.
Yeah.
But so far, I gotta say, some of my favorite short anime, like, only one season, have been... I definitely gotta put Abenobashi on the list.
Because,
mm-hmm. like I said, it's only 13 episodes. You could buy that on probably like a 2-disc set and be done with it.
Yeah, and still promote the creator a lot.
And like, another one I would have to give my nod to would be Cromartie High School. Another very nonsensical anime, but again, it's another one of those anime that you can't really pass up. Black Cat was a really good anime that was only 26 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. It was... It actually follows a different story than the manga does.
There are a lot of anime that do that.
Which I first, I noticed that right off the bat, because, the anime Black Cat does not, the animated Black Cat starts off while Train, the main character, is still a thief, and works for this organization, whereas the manga... It just shows him straight up as, like, a bounty hunter.
Huh.
And like, Train is not the same, not the nonsensical character he is in the manga, like he is in the anime. In the anime, even after he's one of the good guys, he's still very, very brooding, very serious. He don't fuck around.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
But, those are my top 3. I'll have to get back to it on the other two.
I've only got two on my list at the moment. There's only two I can think of. Helsing and Devil May Cry.
It's really sad that they lost Devil May Cry, though.
What is? But hey, it was a good anime.
You know what really was stupid about that, though?
What?
The ADV release of that was released with Devil May Cry 4.
Only the first episode.
First four.
That was only the first one.
Nope, four episodes.
Shit.
The first four episodes done by ADV on that game, but ADV fell through before that game was even released.
They at least finished the anime.
Yeah. Actually, I would have to tip my hat to Devil May Cry as well.
Devil May Cry was a good anime.
It really was.
Most anime adaptations of video games don't go well, but Devil May Cry pulled through.
I actually really dug the Tales of Symphonia anime.
I never saw it.
Neither did I. I think the theme song, though.
They haven't done a English dub, to my knowledge.
I'll look it up.
But the Japanese one, it was really good. And I gotta say, they captured the same the characters in the anime as like they did in the video game.
But I also like the Helsing anime, but I didn't like it as much as I liked the OVA of Helsing.
Yeah, the OVA is much better.
It's just because I didn't think it would be that different when I first started watching, but when it got to the Valentine Brothers, that's when I knew something would be different. Because this is I don't know if this would be a spoiler or not, so be wary of what I'm about to say. In the OVA, Yon Valentine, he says, beware the millennium, which leads to the rest of the series, the manga and the OVA. But in the anime, he didn't say that. He just flipped them off. So they go on two different paths, but it's still good.
That's actually where I actually like that, because then it gives people incentive to watch both the OVA and the anime.
And read the manga.
And from my understanding, Fullmetal Alchemist does that too, right?
Kind of, yeah.
It's not as big about it.
There's actually four tangents, actually, when I think about it, that you can go down with that series, because
Hellsing or Fullmetal Alchemist?
Fullmetal Alchemist, because there's the original anime, then there's the manga, then there's Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which it's kind of a different parallel to Fullmetal Alchemist.
Is that the movie?
No, it's second anime.
I thought that was just a rightful interpretation of the manga.
It's pretty much like manga, but there's still different tangents it goes down. And then, if you really want to go down different paths, you can play the video games for the PS2.
I never got to play those.
They follow the same story to the point to where you get the general idea of it, but it goes down an entirely new path that it doesn't go down in any other form of the series.
That's pretty sweet.
And I really dug that, because it, again, gave people incentive to check out its other incarnations, its other forms.
Agreed.
But, actually, it just hit me. Another series I can say, just the standalone series of it, I can say it was one of my favorites, was Saber Marionette J.
Saber Marionette J was really good, from what I remember. I've not seen it in a while.
I'm speaking of, like, just Saber Marionette J, not Saber Marionette XJ or all the other tangents that it goes down.
Not just J.
Which I bought today.
Indeed.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
Not, let me guess. 3 hours till Skyrim.
You read my mind.
I knew you were thinking. What would you say would be your, at least top three OVA, top three single season anime?
Elven Lied is definitely the top.
I don't blame you, it's a really good series.
It really is. I love it.
And I'm sort of drawing blanks.
Oh god, I just realized Cowboy Bebop.
That's a single season?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The show wasn't that long.
How long was it?
I think it was only like 26 episodes.
Seriously?
I might be wrong, but
we're looking into this later. Okay, I'll look for this now.
Like, to the best of my knowledge, it was only 26 episodes.
Damn.
Oh, an Outlaw Star.
There's no way that was only one season.
I'm pretty sure it is. Any other series you'd say, Yugi?
Well, I already said earlier, Princess being a really good one to people of certain tastes. Mostly the shoujo lovers and fangirls.
Shoujo.
Hey, shoujo would be cool.
I love shoujo. That's like the only stuff I read.
And you wonder why you ain't got a girl.
and you wonder why I have like 9 girls chasing after me any given any given direction I look.
The sad part is, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, this guy,
he's got bitches on bitches.
I got an entire stable.
Hey, the stable is mine.
He dips in the stable.
I'm the farm. I got a farm.
I got a stable.
300 acres to be exact.
Yeah, it was only 26 episodes long.
Well, damn.
And there's a live action film.
What?
Okay.
Was Death Note only like one season?
Death Note was one season.
Death Note was two seasons.
Wait, I thought it was 26 episodes.
No.
No, it's like 30 something.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's two seasons, though.
Oh.
Well, but yeah, apparently there's a Cowboy Bebop live action I had no knowledge of.
Okay, we'll be looking into this later on, so...
I look forward to viewing this.
Okay, well, we'll be informing you all about this later. Okay, it looks like it's my turn. So, I'm gonna be reviewing Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds.
What? What? What is that you say?
I have came.
What?
To this city.
Oh.
To bring you a message. Card games on motorcycles.
Card games on motorcycles?
Yes, that's right. You heard us right. It's card games on motorcycles. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds takes place in a kind of a darker kind of future. In Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, the world not really the world, but this takes place in New Domino City, which, if you've watched the original Yu-Gi-Oh!, is Yugi's hometown, only much later in the future.
Yeah, where apparently everything is so bad, but it's still good enough to where they can play card games on fancy motorcycles.
Yeah, well, it's only bad on one part. You see, New Domino City is...
So it's all like New York.
Yes, actually, that's an apt way to put it. Because in New Domino City, it's broken down into two parts. There's the city and the satellite. The city is full of people who have money, influence, power. And the satellite is full of people who live in poverty and have to live on the streets. And orphans and stuff. Which brings us to our main character, Yusei Fudo. Yusei is an orphan who had to grow up in the satellite sector. He's basically considered nothing but satellite scum. And we know that his former best friend, Jack Atlas, stole his best card and his first dual runner that he built, which are the motorcycles. Yusei is a master mechanic. He built a dual runner out of scrap metal.
So he's like MacGyver.
Pretty much.
Did he build it out of a toaster, a piece of string, and a stick?
Yes. Yes, indeed. But in all seriousness, this guy is awesome. Out of all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, this is the only one where the main character is my favorite character. Because in the first series, I liked Kaiba. In Jess, I liked Zane. And in 5Ds, I like Yusei. In Zeal, I still got nothing. There's 4 episodes, I'm not impressed. But anyway. So Yusei is trying to figure out a way to get to the city where Jack is and get at least his card back. Because that card was like a symbol of all the friendship that he and his friends had when building that first dual runner. And if you know anything about Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, it's got that Yusei's ace card is his Stardust Dragon.
Too bad he ain't got a tour guide.
Don't even go there!
Too bad he ain't got a TG Hopper Librarian.
No, that belongs to a character named Visor.
Too bad he ain't got the Fables. The Doublets.
Those weren't in the anime, I don't think.
They weren't.
Oh, well damn.
Would've owned some bitches if he had the Dark Worlds.
That was in GX.
Would've owned some bitches if he had Dark Worlds.
Don't be dissing on you, say, man.
Guys, I have something really important to tell you.
Does it involve Skyrim?
No, it does not.
Okay, what?
It involves me personally.
Okay.
As your friend, I want to tell you guys that I'm beautiful.
Too bad he ain't got the motherfucking BLS.
Yeah. That, well, that's Yuki's card.
BLS, mofos.
That belongs to the King of Games. King of Games.
Wow.
Yeah, I seriously went there.
Anyway.
Okay. But, like I've stated it, Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, dueling has evolved into a pedal-to-metal way of life. When you're dueling on the Duel Runners, you're playing with a special set of rules called Speed World. In Speed World, you can't use normal spells. You can only use these things called Speed Spells, which are cards that are specifically created for this type of dueling. And you can only do it with the specific amount of speed counters, which you get during every person's standby phase during the duel.
So in other words, they took a already complicated game and fucked it up.
They did not fuck it up.
They
just put
it
to where you had to be more conservative.
So they fucked it in the ass.
No, they fucked you in the ass.
We do not talk about lightnings. We do not talk about my lightning.
There was babies.
Holy shit.
What?
Apparently Spike Spiegel is supposed to be played by Keanu Reeves in the Cowboy Bebop movie.
What?
The hell?
Neo from The Matrix is going to become Spike Spiegel.
The man who can't act.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I actually saw a screen cap of him.
How do we know it's not photoshopped?
He looks enough like him.
I've never seen it.
He looks a lot like him.
It's Keanu Reeves. There's no mistake in that.
Well,
he kind of looks like Jesus in that picture. Right there.
Kind of looks like Dave Grohl.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry about that.
That's fine. Anyway. But Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, it's got a more mature vibe to it than the other Yu-Gi-Oh! Series does. This deals with a lot more mature themes to it, like discrimination. What else does it have?
Death.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I was just whispering that to be
okay,
creepy.
Do they still call it the Shadow Realm, or is it actually Hell this time?
They don't do the Shadow Realm. The Shadow Realm is not even a thought. They have Shadow Duels, but there's no Shadow Realm. They use the phrase Underworld in this one.
So, what are Shadow Duels, then?
It's where the damage is real.
Oh, so...
It's when the cards actually come to life.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's... And when you're dueling... When you're playing a turbo duel, it's that much more dangerous. Hmm. Yeah.
How do they not wreck on their motorcycles?
For most cases, they're on autopilot.
Oh, okay. Why do they have to be on motorcycles?
It's just supposed to put up the adrenaline.
Oh.
So what is the point of dueling on a motorcycle, really?
Pedal to the metal.
Time to rip off Akira.
We will discuss this at a later time, my friend.
But for now, Skyrim. No, not really.
You still have 3 hours and 5 minutes.
From when we're recording this.
I need my fix.
It'll done be out by the time you hear this.
Yep. But seriously, Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, check out. If you're skeptical on the whole card games on motorcycles thing, give it its fair shot.
And I'm very skeptical of it, and is it as broken as the other TV show was?
What do you mean?
Where they can summon, like, 3 blue eyes in one turn?
No.
And then fuse their attacks together
for whatever
they want.
No. This one's more realistic, to a point.
Do the
rules actually matter, or do they just screw them because they have money?
No. There is no screwing the money. Screwing the rules.
I've never screwed money.
I'm pretty sure that's called...
It would if you had it.
DJ, that's...
Screw the money, I have rules. Well, let me try that again. But seriously, it's worth checking out.
Screw the bitches, I got money.
I'm pretty sure that's called a prostitute.
Well, tell you what.
What?
You sure did.
Well done. But, like I said, if you're skeptical, at least give it its fair shot. Any anime deserves a fair shot.
I personally have a 2-episode minimum. Where, like, if it seems... I'll give it any anime at least 2 episodes. I'm even giving that to Garzy's Wing, which... Even these guys are skeptical of that.
I'm just skeptical.
I'm deeply offended by it.
Yeah, me too. Especially since it's from the creators of Gundam.
I'm gonna give it my 2-episode rule.
You so didn't...
Like, personally, I would say give 5Ds a 2-episode rule. If you like it, keep watching. If you don't, then just accept it for the piece of crap that I think it is.
Do you know what...
You didn't watch 2 episodes of it.
Yeah, I did.
You know what you totally watched 2 episodes of?
What?
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. You should totally watch 2 episodes of that.
I'll do it.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh.
Viewers, we have just received another brony.
He's not a brony.
He will be.
Half the cast is... 2/3 of the cast may become brony.
The other one will
raise... The other one will become a Pegasister.
This evil council is simply fabulous.
In other words, I'm saying you're a girl.
Ha.
I was just confused. I didn't know what I was doing.
It was the 70s and everything was...
But, I give Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds a 4 out of 5. I mean, there are some elements I don't like, but it's still good.
I personally would say it gets a 3.
It's my review, not yours.
We've both seen this, though.
I've seen it all. You haven't.
I've seen enough to give it a score.
And I plead ignorance.
I would say it gets a 3. The only real thing, I'd say the fact that it's very accurate to the card game, so that right there, if it didn't have the fucking motorcycles, I would say it would have a 4. I personally would, but the whole motorcycle gimmick just, it kind of makes my taint dry.
It makes your taint dry.
It's like watching, it's more fun to watch taint dry than it is to watch cinema.
I loved Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. It's my favorite of all the series.
Do you know what was a horrible, horrible idea if you would ever attempt?
What?
Dungeon Dice Monsters.
I did that for a few episodes.
I disagree. I like Dungeon Dice Monsters.
Seriously?
Yeah. I played the game when it was out.
You poor bastard.
It was amusing. I mean, it's not something I play competitively, but it's something I do for fun. Right?
It wasn't horrible. As a kid, I loved it. Looking back, it's just their approach that it could have been much better.
Yeah, I mean, why did they even include cards when you bought the thing?
Well, I mean, the cards were there to get the stats of the characters you used.
I guess.
But, like, to me, the only real thing was how the die and the board were approached. It was like they gave you a crappy little little piece of wax paper play mat to use and shitty little cardboard die layouts. And to me, they just didn't really flow.
No.
If
they gave you an actual board,
like to me, if they made like a $40 set, they give you a board with like actual, like still with the cardboard pieces and like the die that looked like the game.
Well, the die looked like the game pretty well.
No, actually, they didn't.
Who knows? It's been like 10 years.
Because like the dies, I actually still have a few laying around in my living quarters.
Okay.
The dies were like little tiny black die with the
stickers.
With the... No, they were 6. They were printed on there. But, like, with the color and the symbols printed on there. Instead of, like, how they were in the anime, the eyes were colored and they had, like, black, like sides on them.
Do you think we should give Yu-Gi-Oh! A happy tone for everyone who's been playing since the beginning?
Yeah.
I think it's about time. Yu-Gi-Oh! Forbidden Memories. Who owned that shit when they were younger? Thank you, Kira!
I never got to play it.
Get out!
I wanted to play it, I just never got the chance!
You get out of my house!
This is my house!
You're right home, douchebag! Yeah.
If you don't like it, just get out!
I think you're at the wrong house here, buddy.
Now get off my porch!
I'm not on your porch.
But anyway, it's getting to be about that
time. It's about that time, so we'll go ahead and cut it out.
Alrighty, everybody.
Expect this episode to be up before too long.
Give it about a week.
Hey.
What? That's how long it took the last one.
This cut actually worked out really well. So far, I have not seen anything I really needed to edit.
Sweet.
I'll just be putting this right out of the studio and end the song.
Alright, sweet.
Anyway, I'm Kira.
I'm Yuki.
I'm Zero.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Have fun.
So wait, don't let's just keep talking. Okay, it's like at 8:55. Oh, let's keep talking. Okay.
Oh
so,
my god.
So this could be worthy of some from like what is it called?
Some form of a dumbass.
Bloopers. That's something.
What form of a dumbass are you?
The epidose.
Epidose.
I already got the title. I'm gonna call that one the epidose.
Oh, like I noticed like with podcasts, a lot of people listen to them while they're doing other things, kind of like the radio. Kind of as white noise, but
I often listen to them while pushing carts at work.
You see, so we should call like episode 2 a prelude to white noise.
What the hell?
You think we should?
Possibly.
I think that once it's more well known and we want people like, these guys are such a noob.
Episode 2. You're listening to this while your taint sweats.
nothing like that.
Press play, you will only get sound. Add water, you fucked up your iPod.
No, just like Otaku over, like, step one, Otaku overload. Step two, press play. Step three, ? Step four, profit.
That's actually pretty good, because I don't know how we're going to get profit.
Exactly, and that's always the point, just like...
We'll figure this out.
To reiterate, there's $5 a month. You can feed you here. Make this skin a little rail into a big boy.
I like you some Doritos.
He's a skinny white man.
Even a dollar will help feed this poor boy.
You're not aristocrat bastards. Don't need your
he's
money.
He's already underweight.
I'm not underweight.
You can see his goddamn ribs.
My ribs are fucking beautiful if you want information.
And for the record, we are not going to use this money to buy anime.
We're using this
to use it to buy crack. God damn it, love me some crack.
Let's be out of here, you stupid bastards!
I know these poor lads love them some crack, especially Kiara here.
Kiara.
Although there are times where you can, it's so quiet around here, you can hear the mice humping in the walls.
Indeed, yes.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Gladiator awesome. Mice.
Woo!
Get some money for a camp! Get the fuck out!
Woohoo! Let's go!
Like Buster, Shitler, eat shit! Yeah!
Paper, scissors, rock you like a candy cane otaku. Make a joke, you laugh your arse off. Break it down and dance like Karnoff. Action Jackson, doing what he has to. Never been a has-been, always been a bad dude. Punch the monkey, win an iPod, throw in a ninja, just more kicks. Go to Mickey D's to get a quarter pounder. Fat in the line, no way to get around her. Take it as is, or take it as it would be. Futuristic vision dishing out another goodie. Let's take a look, see you never understand us. Jackie Chan dust in the gut with their sandals. The jerk store called, they're running out of you. But me, they got free samples.
Come and get it.
More badass. Than Bob Ross. Plain Okami. With the lights off. Got a broadsword. And I'm ready to pounce. All your basement. Are mine now.